All right, so this is my Genius Hour project, and my name is Dominic. So we are going to be talking about video game addiction and seriousness. First thing we're going to talk about is it's a serious thing in this world, and why you should know about it. Like, do you know, if you know someone who plays video games, you know someone who plays video games, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and we're joined here by Izar and Bauer, but Bauer doesn't really talk, so that. All right, so, Izar, you know people who play video game, right?
Uh-huh. Pretty much everyone in the world.
Not everyone, but, like, most people.
That's why I said pretty much everyone.
Okay, good. Do you think they play a lot?
No.
Okay. Do you think you play a lot?
No.
Okay. So, there's a lot of things that can happen when you play video games. And people might not like you because they don't like talking about the game that you like to talk about and stuff. And so people might not like you anymore because you just want to talk about that specific thing. Okay, and moving on, here's some examples on how it's serious. It can lead to like stuff like anger, headaches, and being lightheaded. There's no diseases that it can cause. But unless you count headaches as a disease, is headaches a disease to you?
What?
Do you, like, think headaches a disease?
No.
Okay. That took a little longer. But it can cause health problems and stuff. And, yeah. Moving on. People can think... Okay, so your social life could get affected because, as we mentioned, they might not want to talk to you about things the video game that you like to play, and you just want to talk to with your friends, and you might not want to do anything with your family, and you just want to play that video games, and the addiction. It could get serious where they start to hurt others. All right. A way a video game can be prevented is obviously one of those parental control apps. If you look in the app store, you can see parental control and stuff. It can restrict their device and the amount of time they play their games. And one of the other hard ways is by taking it. It's harder because let's say they're playing a game such as Fortnite or Apex. They're, in the middle of it, and,
they're about to get a win, and then their mom comes, takes it, or dad that takes it, and then they rage quit, and then start quitting, and then squealing, and then sobbing and stuff, and then nobody likes that spoiled one kid.
Good explanation.
So, yeah.
Okay, and so, now we are going to be interviewing
Bow-bow.
This person. Two persons. Okay, so... So you guys are people who like play video game stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay. And would you play, if you had a chance to play on daily, would you?
Yes.
Most of the time, maybe.
Depends.
Okay, and which game would you choose to play on a daily?
Fortnite.
Clash Royale.
And watch YouTube.
Okay. And so, do you like a different game other than Clash Royale?
Probably Fortnite.
And do you like it?
Bless you.
Sorry. And do you like a different game other than Fortnite?
Crossy Road.
Okay. And so, how long do you play on a daily?
I probably never play, normally. On a regular basis, I don't play.
Okay, how about you?
For me, I only play 1.5 hours, or the maximum is 2 hours.
Okay, and so, okay, let's say you guys are really good at this certain game and you want to, show people your skill, streaming. Do you think you would have a successful career in streaming?
Of course I will.
Probably not.
Why do you think you won't?
Because I don't have any experience streaming.
I know, but let's say you see someone that streams, and they, know how to stream, and they can, set you up. Do you think you would be, successful, getting, millions of viewers or thousands? And, like, getting donations? Probably. Why?
Because most of the time, like, nowadays, everyone just likes to watch gamers.
Okay, how about you? Do you think you would succeed in streaming?
Of course I will.
Why do you think you will?
Because I am a social person.
Do you like...
I like talking.
Alright, so, you guys may know Tfue or Ninja, right?
Yep. Yeah.
He's a really successful streamer. He gets about, like, 40,000 viewers a day. But Ninja, let me tell you, he's not successful anymore. Well, he's still successful. He just doesn't get that many viewers as Tfue. Ninja got less popular because of an incident that happened a couple months ago, where he pretty much falsely accused someone of something that we call stream sniping, where they try to purposely get into someone's game and just, like, ruin it for them. But Ninja thought this guy was doing that, but he really wasn't. So he really got a lot of hate for doing that. And Ninja tried to clear his name, but he really didn't really want to or try to. People have been starting to dislike him a lot, and so that's pretty much, like, his downfall. All right, moving on. The stages of addiction. Stage one might just be, like, getting mad and sad that you can't play. Stage two might be close to almost crying, but still a little mad. Stage three is mostly seen to be a full-on sobbing and, like, screaming. Stage four, in my opinion, is serious. So when you start taking out your anger on other people who didn't do anything and just straight up ignoring them, sort of hurting them, not in a way, just straight up tackle them, yo. In my mind, once the addiction gets to stage three, then someone should start to get him help, such as, like, a therapist or parent. But I haven't mentioned stage five. Stage five is where it gets, like, really serious. Stage five is pretty much, like, ignore that. Stage five is pretty much the thing where it could, like, abuse people, like straight up, like, hurt them, like, really bad. And pretty much, yeah, that's it. All right, and what else is there? So you guys like video games, right?
Again.
Yeah.
And do you think a certain game you play is addicting?
Yes.
Like, let's say you play Fortnite and you play Clash Royale. Do you think those games are addicting?
No.
Well, Clash Royale isn't addicting anymore.
Anymore. So you think the game is dead?
Yep, pretty much.
And what about you?
I don't think they're really addicting.
Same. Here, I think pretty much the same thing. So League of Legends was made by Riot Games, and it ranks number one most played video game or most popular video game of March of 2019. The video games that can be most addicting, in my opinion, are between these three games: Fortnite, Apex Legends, and Call of Duty or COD. These video games that we all love, but, like, video games were first invented about, like, 60 years ago, and people still love them to this day. So let's say you're going somewhere and, like, you're, like, at an airport or something, and you see people on their phones, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you see people on their phones, what are they doing?
Playing games. Depends also what position their phone is at.
Okay, let's say it's, like, horizontal. What do you think they're doing?
I think they're, like, playing video games.
What do you think?
I think they're playing video games.
Okay, they might, in my opinion, I think they're playing, like, those mini games, like Diner Dash or Candy Crush. Or maybe just watching some entertainment or, like, movies or something on Netflix or YouTube. And I play Fortnite, and I think I am addicted because I really like this game and it's really fun. But I don't think that people are liking it that much. So, I don't know.
Kind of dying right now.
Sort of, yeah. I believe the reason that the game is dying is because of the choices that the developers at Epic Games are doing to make the game apparently better for the community. So, like, you know Double Pump, right?
Yeah.
They removed that and everyone got mad, you know?
Yeah.
Why but do they think that Double Pump change will make the game better? in your opinion, what do you think it'll do?
I think it will, because the fact that Epic Games wants most people to play, the double pump was really created, and then a bunch of like pro players started like using it, and then all like the new brand new players were like getting frustrated because they kept dying. So Epic Games wanted to make a change of that and wanted everyone to enjoy the game.
So you like make it fair, right?
Yeah.
And like, what do you think was the best season of Fortnite?
My opinion,
season 1 through season 9 right now.
My opinion has to be season 4.
Season 4, why do you think that?
Well, I guess because they have all those space themes. I love space. Well, I like space. And then they have all that like superhero themes, which combines in, and it's so cool.
Okay, and you play Clash Royale, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about Clash Royale?
I like that there's many different characters you can use.
Okay, what else?
You can get to different levels and level up all your characters.
Okay. And do you think the changes that they make on like some updates, do you think the changes are good for their game?
Yes.
Okay. And when do you think Clash Royale, what's arena or stuff do you like most about it? Okay, he doesn't know. So, my opinion for Clash Royale, I feel like they're doing good. They're not making that many changes that makes the game like bad or
make. They actually made a change like a few days ago.
What was the change?
A new card.
The
it came out on Sunday, I think.
Which card is it?
Some fat goblin.
Oh, the goblin cage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that card is meh. So, I think Fortnite's best time was in Season 3, which took place on February 22nd, 2018, and ended on April 30th. And I think that because it's pretty much...
It's like the most...
Popular. It's when Fortnite started getting popularity in. In 2017 was when Clash Royale gained its most popularity, and it was actually fun at the time. So yeah, that's gonna do it for this podcast. We would be seeing you later, and maybe record again, maybe
probably
not though. Peace out.